let's roll into speed, jokes. Shall we, producer Pete? You heard enough from me. Let's get some speed jokes. They are sponsored by Team Hochberg. I got a joke today from Tim and Berwyn and Will and Wheaton and Steve Paul and Mike McNichols in Algonquin. Sue Durbin sent us a joke. Mr. Dominic DeTolli did. And Mike Gleason in Merrimack, Wisconsin sent us a joke. We got more great jokes from the bright, industrious, and humorous young men and women laboring under the tutelage of Rob Schweissau, the Morris Community High School arts teacher, automotive arts, I think is what he teaches over there. So thank you to Will and Corbin and Nick and Paul and Cameron. You guys are doing great work for us. Although we've told most of the jokes you sent in except one. And we got this note. Hey, John Williams. I, along with millions of others, did not win the $1.6 billion Powerball jackpot on Tuesday. Actually, it was 2 point something, right?
What was 2.04.
2.04.
Billion with a B.
Therefore, writes this listener, until I win a coveted John Williams Speed Jokes coffee mug featuring Daisy the Dizzy Dapple Dachshund, or the 1 pint glass, not the mug, thank you very much, I have decided to not play any lotto games. The train of thought is this. If I can't beat the odds of being randomly selected from a pool of weekly speed jokers on WGN, I've got no business investing my resources in a game with the odds of 292 million to one. So my plan is now to attempt to send you between 2 and 4 separate speed jokes every week in the hopes of someday being the grand prize winner, should I be fortunate enough to take home that beautiful 1 pint glass. I will continue to send jokes, but now at a rate of 1 to 3 per week, and resume my luck at the lotto. Signed, Tim S. in Berwyn. A lot of thought went into that, Tim. I appreciate it, I think. A British man was killed by a shark while on his honeymoon in Australia. They say he didn't suffer much. He was only married 3 days.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a therapist, and John Williams will star as a patient.
You have to accept yourself for who you are.
Oh, come on. I've got some standards, don't you know? You know, I'm into CrossFit now, Dave.
You are? That's great.
Yep, I cross my fingers and hope my jeans fit. That's called CrossFit, ladies and gentlemen. I got this message from someone who retells our jokes. John, I'd like to apologize to everyone out there for all the bad puns. Signed, Noah Fence. I was at IKEA yesterday going through the self-checkout, and when I was done, the message on the window said, finish and pay. And I said to no one in particular, shouldn't that read Swedish and pay? I got nothing for it, though. Nothing. Hey, Dave, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Grandpa.
Grandpa who?
Hey, quick, stop the funeral. What's the difference between baseball and politics? In baseball, you're out if they caught you stealing. My bed is a magical place, Dave, where I suddenly remember all the things I was supposed to do that day. Boy, do you do that? Do you lay there at night going, oh, crap, I don't remember. And then you don't go to sleep because you think of all the things you got to be thinking about. Do not do that. What do you call a rooster staring at a pile of lettuce? Well, that's a chicken Caesar salad.
That's an oldie but goodie.
I think we may have used that one before. Hats off to the young people in Morris for sending that one in. You know, 007 has a new mission. He has to now infiltrate a posh party and mingle. His orders were to Bond, James, Bond.